Open Secrets has done an in-depth investigation into the risks that arise when private companies co-create the digital infrastructure used by the state to gather data from citizens. Abby May is a researcher at Open Secrets who's been doing the work. Abby, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am in good health. I'm delighted to report. And yourself?
Same on my side. Thank you so much.
Huge pleasure. It's nobody's brought me coffee, but I'll set that aside. I won't be petty about the lack of coffee in my life. The private sector has got involved with the state around the SASSA social grants thing. Why?
Sorry, you cut off. I didn't hear the question.
Why has the state turned to the private sector for help in dealing with the issue of SASSA and social grants? And what dangers does that partnership now highlight?
Oh, yes. So last year, during the heavy lockdown of COVID-19, the president introduced a new grant known as the COVID-19 SRD grant, the Distress of Social Relief grant. And with that grant, about 13 million people were willing to apply to the grant, but SASSA did not have the capacity to accommodate all of those applications. And on top of that, they needed to minimize physical contact so that they could avoid spreading the virus and the dangers of the virus around. And so SASSA decided to go the route of digitalizing the application processes. They used a USSD platform, an email platform, and a WhatsApp platform, which were all digitalized by separate companies. And they decided to do that because they did not have the capacity themselves to digitalize the grant application processes.
But that sounds wonderful, Abby, that the state finally realizes the private sector can help, turns to the private sector, which has the skills, which has the ability, and does the work quickly and probably relatively efficiently. So where's the problem?
Yes, of course. Digitalizing the grant application process is a wonderful thing. The dangers, however, is that in the past, SASSA has had problems with digitalizing the grant system. If we can recall a few years back with MedOne and CPS, they too did a smart card and digitalization process for SASSA with the grants. But in that, they also abused and misused that system that they set up for the grant applicants and grantees to basically put excess loans on their bank accounts, charge them with airtime that they weren't buying, and through that, the grantees' accounts would be deducted, and they would end up with no money at the end of the day. The large risk with this, and which is really highlighted within our report, is that we need to be forward-looking and ensure that the personal data that is within the databases of the state and that is being handled and secured by the private sector isn't abused in future. And so,
Abby, this is the government, so I'm not terribly hopeful. But one would hope that they would have learnt from NetOne, CPS, Cash Paymaster Services, that they would have, I don't know, put in warnings or somehow manage this process better to, if not completely eliminate the risk that the same misuse would be made of private data, but certainly put in steps to minimize it to almost nothing. But I suppose there's very little evidence of that and very little faith that that will have been done.
Yes. So because it's so interesting, because SASSA wanted the digitalization process to happen so quickly, the contract wasn't even procured through tender for some of the companies that digitalized the system. And what's even more interesting is that some of these services were offered completely free. Now, as we know with Facebook and Google and their practices with personal data and offering services for free, there's a very large risk that there might be monetization down the line with the SASSA grant system. And it doesn't look as though SASSA or the government has actually looked within those agreements and those contracts to see what the risks are with that. So, no, I don't believe that there has been any thorough preparation. But hopefully these types of discussions will provide them the incentive to look at things a little bit deeper so that we could have these digital systems in a much fairer way where they're not exploitative.
Thank you very much, Abby May, a researcher at Open Secrets.